All right, how are you guys doing? This episode is sponsored by Four Patriots. We are in the middle, I guess I'm in the middle of setting up a different podcast studio, so please bear with me. Right now, it looks all right. You guys can see the mapping, actually. I mean, this is what it's going to look like. I'm trying to get some stuff set up to where, the change of the podcast is a little bit, so you guys can actually see what's going on and what I am looking at during this thing. We have multiple different tablets running, and I actually have a different computer running right here and another one behind this. Just trying to get it set up for you guys, and we will have multiple camera angles as well. Just right now, I'm waiting on some stuff to get in. It is what it is. I'm waiting for some stuff to actually arrive that's in shipping. Currently, we have some stuff going on in Roboton, as you guys can see. This is kind of weird for me because I'm actually looking and you guys are visually seeing with me. Look at the city right here. Does it look like?
Yeah, look at that.
Hey, it looks pretty cool. I kind of like it. Hopefully, it's actually in focus a little bit for you guys. But we do have some geolocated footage that Tardio actually done. Well, he's done up himself.
Yeah.
And I like ISW myself. I'm just going to go out there and throw this out there. You have ISW and you also have, what's the other one everybody uses?
ISW and Deep State.
Deep State. Deep State's really good. I like ISW because it shows stuff that Deep State doesn't at times, like right through here on this area, which this is on the northeastern side of Roboton, which is right here. It's actually north of this other city, which is Novoresky, this one right here. We are seeing, I guess there's some indications on either side of the city itself of Roboton that there's a possibility the Russians have decided to start doing like more of a...
Development.
Yeah, which could not... Well, it's not really a great thing for the Ukrainians.
It's a horrible thing for Ukraine if Russia actually succeeds. The good thing for Russia, or the good thing for Ukraine, I guess, is that yellow area is just Russian-claimed control territory. It's not necessarily Russian-controlled territory.
Yeah.
But though, if you look at the way they're advancing and what they're claiming... They're 100% look like they're attempting to envelop those Ukrainian forces and cut them off from the rear and just have them trapped in a little death bowl there. If they're successful, Ukraine's gonna have to figure out a new ground line communication in order to supply those troops that are within there.
That are inside that area, yeah. And I didn't know. There's also, I guess, there's sources that are coming out saying that there's literally, this has been confirmed by Ukrainian military intelligence, just so everybody knows, that there's a pilot of an Mi-8. He surrendered to Ukrainian forces, a Russian pilot. He landed in Kharkiv. They didn't really entirely say what portion is in this region.
I don't blame them either.
They didn't say exactly where he came from, but there's actually photos, as you guys see here, of this pilot's helicopter. His other crew members were killed, but the pilot's family were apparently evacuated, and they're now safe inside of Ukraine. It doesn't really say, like, did this guy bring his family with him? They showed proof of everything he had. It's carrying parts for Su-27s and Tu-35s as well. I don't know. I remember back in the day.
So it was that was a resupply aircraft. That aircraft was being used to resupply and refit different vehicles for like different logistical points. And then the two guys that were inside, because it was the pilot plus two, the pilot knew that he was going to defect and fly into like Ukrainian controlled territory or actual Ukraine. You know, let's be real. It's all Ukraine. It's just whether or not Russia occupies it right now. But the pilot knew that he was going into the Ukrainian held territory, but the two other crew members didn't. And so when you look at it, it's like...
Did he kill him?
I don't know if he did, but somebody did. Because you scroll up and you look at one of those photos.
Blood all over it.
Fact.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I just don't know because I don't speak and I can't read it. I know you can read it somewhat. I don't know how up you are on it, but did you click on the link and actually roll through it?
Yeah, I did.
It's in Ukrainian and or Russian.
It's in Russian.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know which one. I'm
trying to remember what link it was. Let me go back and find it. Yeah, they...
I sent it to you. I think it's actually in Ukrainian. I think it's in Ukrainian, which I don't know how much of a difference there is between Ukrainian and Russian.
Yeah, people say there's not lettering. A big difference, but there kind of is.
But you know what I mean. So that is a big deal. So you guys remember at the beginning of this war, I think it was probably like 2 months deep into it, we had Zelensky, or I guess the Ukrainian government, put out that they would pay people to bring jets and helicopters and so on and so forth over. And that actually happened one time. I remember reporting on it. It actually did happen. It was something that literally did happen. Now this is going on. I don't know if this guy got paid. I don't know what made him do it. Also, I don't know if he killed his crew members, which I don't know. That's really hard for me to believe that actually happened. You actually think that happened?
I don't know if he did or if Ukraine did when it landed, but I got a feeling the other two people in that helicopter didn't want to play. Now, this guy, knowing his family and stuff, it wouldn't surprise me if he just turned around and popped him. It would make a lot of sense to do that.
I see it right here. Possible crew just signed $500,000 reward. by Ukraine for the helicopter surrender. Yeah, no, it was right above it. I just scrolled up. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would assume that he just turned around and popped him the moment he started flying off course, because if they are a logistical aircraft and they're going to be flying these resupply routes to these logistical locations, those crew members aboard that aircraft are going to, generally speaking, know the route. And so the moment he starts going off, they're going to start asking questions on where they're going. So they're either got to be in on it, which I doubt. You know what I mean? Or
I don't know. I really don't know. It is captured. It's all it's coming out. I want to keep actually piece peeling through this. Actually, reasons crossed the Russian-Ukrainian border. Attempts to restore orientation yielded no results. Turns out no official information on these. That's what I'm saying. No one really exactly knows what really happened with it. But either way, guess what? They got a free helicopter and some stuff, and it makes for pretty good news, I guess. Tell a story about Russian army that got lost.
Yeah, they said they moved it up to Kyiv. My question is why wouldn't they?
They didn't get lost. I don't know how could
why
you get
wouldn't
lost?
They just no. I mean, why wouldn't they just hold on to that and not really do a press release on that?
I don't know. They've been flying around the same AO for how long? They definitely didn't get lost. They're looking at terrain features and so on.
No,
so
they know exactly where they're going. They knew what they were doing. That's BS. That's crap.
Now, as of 10 minutes ago, I just seen a video posted. Did you see this? 10 minutes ago.
Send it.
I guess Roboton has been officially liberated.
Yes. Well,
did you see this? I'm looking at Ukraine's. You see this video? Right?
No, I haven't seen that video yet.
You haven't seen this one, so I'll go
send
ahead.
That link.
Here, I'll go. No, you know what I can do even better. This
you
is
can
actually
blow it up on the screen.
I can put it up on the screen.
Yeah, you baby. Know, as it came in,
I got an idea. I can actually throw this over and throw it up on the screen. Just got to figure out how I want to do this. Can I make it bigger? Yeah, let's make this bigger right here.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this is Roboty.
Yeah, this is Roboty. Apparently, this is.
I think I saw a video of a couple. Yeah,
look at the flag on top.
The hell out of that thing.
Yeah, look at the flag on top.
Yeah, so the Ukraine actually did put out that they had liberated the village itself. It was claimed. Russia is still claiming that it's contested.
Look at that. That looks pretty heavily.
Looks like America liberated Baghdad.
Wow.
What it looks like, yeah.
My God.
Yep.
That is brutal. A little bit of zooming out action there. I wonder if there was like a company headquarters or something hanging out in this building. I mean, it kind of looks like somewhere you want to park some cars in the back, you know, or some Humvees or maybe, you know what I mean, back there in that corner.
Oh, no, I see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it could be a company state or a staging area. It kind of looks pretty, you know what I mean? Why would it be throttled like that if it wasn't? You know what I mean? I could see headquarters being set up 100% inside this building.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I'm getting some really good zoom shots. Look at that Ukrainian flag. That says liberated. It does not say liberated. That
it does, depending on where that building's at. I mean, if that's in the north side of the village, then not so much. If it's in the south side of the village, I'd 100% go with it.
Look at that.
That looks like it's over. Does that look like Eastern Flint?
Oh, I'm excited for you to try geolocate this live.
Yeah.
This is great. This is the other thing I like
found
about this.
It.
You found it?
I believe so, yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We're able to do this stuff live. On, I don't know if you guys like this or not. On the whim, so I can literally just search up some random stuff right now.
Open up the map. I'll show you where it's at.
You want to go to the map? Okay.
Yeah, it's on the southern edge of town.
On the southern edge of the town. All right. So we got road
not that map. Open up. I don't know.
God, here we go. Want like Google Earth type map?
Yeah, just open up Google Earth. I'll point it right out. And you can go into Google Earth and type in Robotine.
No, don't allow my location. All right, this should be good.
Literally type in Robotine. Bam, hit enter.
Don't show that right there because it showed where we were, please.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't show that. Yeah. It showed the city I was in.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. All right, so now we're here. Let's go ahead and back out. Okay. We're going to go
back
to,
out, go
let's
to
go to layers.
Layers.
Yeah, let's layer this son of a gun up.
So you
this
can actually
is
see
great.
The
look at
that.
And
see where it makes that U in the bottom, the red line makes kind of like a, yep, that yeah. Zoom way.
Oh, my
back
God.
Back off a little
look
bit,
at
but
this, dude.
Not
this
go north.
Don't
north,
tell me,
right
that's
there.
Not,
that's it.
That's it right there.
That's it.
Lord have mercy. Look at that. Live and in the flesh. Geolocated a video that we just saw literally 2 minutes ago.
So
already
you,
found it.
So you can back out a little bit and
wow,
show where it's at.
Look at this, boys and girls. That is the only southern side of the city we just confirmed. Right here. Oh, this is already making me super excited to run this TV behind us.
Right.
Dude, we could see everything.
Now,
so now look at this. They have they almost that means they're gonna have access to this road. This road that leaves Hey, if they look,
so if you're I was doing some other analysis on this map, it looks like there's another road that they were coming out of back. Why are you zoom so much here? Can I have the joystick?
Yeah, you can have the joystick. go ahead and take the joystick from me. I kind of like it. This is good. Okay, all this
right,
is pretty good.
Let me
try
to get control of this
thing.
Oh. All right, so right here is that building that just got lit up, right? Yeah. So yesterday we played that video of are the artillery falling on Russian positions.
Right here.
This field.
God, look at this.
Right here. Now, if you'll notice, running right down through here is an access road.
I do see that.
Yep. And that access road leads right into that next village that they're getting all the Russian reinforcements from that leads out, and they're coming up in there. So this, from here to here, from point A to point B, center of field to the southern edge of the village is about 800 meters. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So you double that, basically, for where that next one's at, about 1 mile. So right now, Ukrainians are sitting about 1 mile just to the north of this next village where they're coming, and all the Russian reinforcements are coming that way. If Ukraine does hold down that road, great, that's fine. But they got other problems to deal with along the way. If you remember, so do you remember where you saw that, when we were looking at that video and you saw the trench line? That was in the southern side of it. That trench line was in this field.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Yeah, right on that corner.
Going right up.
Man, and it goes on that tree. No, that tree line, that far left tree line.
That's yes. one over here.
Yeah, no. On the edge of that same field.
Oh,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, right through there. That's where it was. You know what's kind of crazy, dude, is how fast you were able to geolocate that quite a bit. I mean, it's not a very big city or village, I should say.
I have been studying this town like it's nobody's business because of this video, because I want to know where this video came out of. So we're going to play this video for the folks at home.
All right, so a tree branch actually hit a power line inside of Ohio in 2003, and it shut down power for 21 different power plants. Around 100 people actually died. We have a power grid here in the United States that was designed in the 1800s. Even the White House sees it. They're saying 2/3 of the grid are at least 25 years old. So they recently just announced billions of dollars to update it, and how long will that actually last, or how long will it actually take? How long does it actually take to do? It's going to take a long time. That's why having your own solar is more important than forever. With Patriot Power Generator, you guys get a solar generator that doesn't install into your house because it's portable. You guys can take it anywhere and everywhere you want to go, even use it outside, but it's powerful enough for your phones, medical devices, and even your fridge. And right now, you guys can go to 4patriots.com. It's 4patriots.com and use promo code ROB to get 10% off your first purchase or anything else inside the store you guys want to grab 10% off. You guys want to check them out, the link is very top description, including that sweet, succulent Patriot Power Generator. You guys will also get their famous guaranteed for an entire year after your order, plus free shipping on orders over $97, and a portion of every single sale donated to charities who support our veterans and their families. Just go to 4patriots.com and use promo code ROB to get 10% off. That's 4patriots.com. Use promo code ROB to get yours today. The link is very top description as well. But the thing that I'm most curious about is the fact that you were able to geolocate that video they just watched. And I really want them to see where they were where that was located.
Yeah, we're going to locate it. I'm going to explain to them how I did it real quick. Okay, so that video they just watched, in one of those first clips, you can see a hedgerow.
Oh, I love you. Just use my World War II reference. There we go.
So this is the building I believe that video started off in. Now, the grid coordinate is right here. You guys can go plug that into Google Maps, and you can pull it up, and it'll show you exactly where it's at. So this is the building that I believe they were first in. As they exit, you can look across this open field and you can see this row of bushes right here.
Look at
that. Gives
you.
That. Then as they look turn right you. And they start moving down this road, you can see these rows of trees where eventually they go in, they go to a house. Inside that house, you can see...
it was destroyed.
Say what?
The whole thing was
destroyed. Well, it's destroyed, but there's a corner of the building. So you can see where this corner of the building on this screenshot right here, you can see the corner of the building, how it kind of goes in and makes a little L shape mm-hmm. on the edge of the building itself. And then over next to that, there is also a shed. So if we zoom in right here, oh, come on, zoom in. That's all it wants to give us. So right here, this image kind of sucks, but I have a better one up over on this computer. I'll pull up, but you can actually see the corner of the building. And then you can also see this little shed that's right there along with the one that's in between. So that's how
I also want to throw this out there. The map that we were showing to start this off may not have been correct on the ISW side of things. So go back over to the ISW map real quick. Top left. Okay. It is actually correct. That far right-hand side, dark blue just happened. Scroll out a little bit. Yeah, right there. Far right. Yes. Yeah, that just happened. That's been confirmed geolocated.
So it's assessed Ukrainian control now.
Yeah, so that right now, as of 1 hour ago, that has now just been updated. I didn't realize that was even updated till on this thing.
Moments ago.
Yeah, this is good. This has happened on the southward tree line on the southwestern side is also apparently something that's going on. I guess they're trying to expand. So that the stuff that the info that you had and we were discussing, it looks like the Ukrainians mounted a counterattack inside that northeastern portion, mm-hmm. and they now have assessed now taking it back and actually push past them. That's a huge deal if you're just looking at it from the mapping portion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm excited about that.
No, they were able to take it, so now they're going to move on for both.
This right here. This is the area we were talking about where we had thought
that you mentioned it last time, yeah.
Yeah, thought they were going to do this and develop around it. But now, my God. Are they going to Verbov? I think they're going to be heading there. God, this is good, boys. This is good. We got some stuff going on. We got some stuff cooking in the kitchen here inside of Ukraine. Everybody's now posting the same video footage of this.
So I've got two more videos that are Verbovny that I want to show these guys.
You can show them whatever you
I've
want.
I've got two more that I want to show out. For you. The first one is the civilians being evacuated from Verbovny, and they were super excited. Here, we'll go ahead and play this video.
Oh, dude, I legitimately just scrolled to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can play this video for him.
Yeah, I think let's run it.
Дрожжи, конечно. Хотілось би бачити, щоб це все було в кращих умовах, а не в таких.
So the thing that I noticed about this video, like, we'll all just talk over them because it is what it is. They're all been evacuated out of the village and pulled back. So that village is still going to be extremely contested. I would assume that Russians are still sending in indirect fire and whatnot on that village. You can hear it going off in the background for crying out loud. But they pulled them out. The people are really excited to call their families. I like the blue and yellow phone case, all that. It looks like they borrowed it off the soldiers and to call home to their families, but they ended up pulling them all up at the village. And this one that he's going to come on here in just a second, she's going to talk about how she had her birthday like over in the village, and it was the best birthday ever because they actually lifted some like bagels off some Russians, which I could only assume they were KIA, but they had taken some bagels off some Russians and she was able to have those for her birthday, and she was best birthday ever. She got a call home, she got bagels. She's really puts life into perspective.
You she got pies. I mean?
Yeah.
Pies. Who doesn't want a pie for their birthday? This is good to see. And you can still hear the arty going off in the background, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You kind of feel bad for these people. I mean, they're stuck in a position where they can't. They're just there.
Yeah.
They're just there, just trying to live out their normal life, stuck in a small little village in the middle of nowhere, Ukraine.
Under occupied Russian control.
Mm-hmm.
And then enrolls your country's colors.
Which is literally no different than being an occupied Germany type stuff.
Well, they picked these civilians up and put them in the back of a Brad. And probably rolled them up north to where they're at now. But they got them off the front. They're happy. They're thanking soldiers. They're all about that life. And it's a good thing for them today. You know what I mean?
No, it's a good feel-good story. There's something that's good that's coming out of it. You know what would be really good?
I've got another feel-good story for you coming up right after this one. It's actually...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I'm all about some feel-goods. Yeah. I feel really good if these son of guns would just continue to push south.
They might, and I'm going to show you why right now.
Okay, good. It's what I'm talking about, listening to this.
Yeah, so you know how I love to assess shit.
Oh, assess. Let's assess.
All right, so this video reportedly came out of the Robotnia area of a captured Russian soldier. I put it up on our shorts today. I'm sorry I did that. I couldn't hold it in because of how freaking great it is. But yeah, look at this guy and listen to what he's saying. I hope this is the translated version that I put up here.
Oh, I love it when you don't put the translated one up.
If I don't, I have it. No, it's not. Hold on. Let me share the translated one for you. So you can see, like, you got to see this.
Always. He always shows me the non-translated one. It's just like, okay, here we go. I have no idea what
I'm always doing ever. That. I forget. I get so excited and I like
forgot to do it. There.
Hold on. Let me airdrop it over real quick so we can put it up for these folks. Oh, man.
Man, I'm just looking at the routes that are going in. I would assume it kind of looks like this one city. It might be something they might be able to roll through pretty quick. On the northern side, but it looks like look how thick this Russian line is right here. They're in between them, though.
Oh yeah, no, it's bad. They've got a lot of defensive lines to break through, and if they're doing what they're supposed to, it's
yeah. But if they bust through those, look how far down they have. They're the outer edge of the top.
We talked about it. They got a lot of terrain to cover, man. But pretty they're moving. Quick. They moved it into artillery range. The moment I think they push a few extra kilometers south, and they're good to go. They're already in artillery range. They are. They're definitely in HIMARS range. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's see it. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it.
How many kids you got?
Years old?
Wait for it. So his son was born in 67, right? Even if his son was fighting in this war, I'd be like, whew,
what?
That's a rough one. Oh, yeah, hold on. So he got called up, and he shows up, right? This is he's talking about how he got
this
there.
This guy?
Yes. He got called up, and he shows up to his appointment, and he tells him that not only is he missing a lung, that he's had multiple heart attacks and has tubes.
No, why?
And they still sent his ass up to the front. This old dude with a kid born in 67 with one lung and heart attacks got called up by Russia and sent to the front line near Robotnia. This guy. Obviously, he got captured.
I mean, what is he fighting for?
I mean, like, he can probably pull a trigger, but I mean, like...
Why?
I don't know. Same reason there's old ass talibs that we were fighting back in the day. Like,
I know, I get that, but they had a cause they were fighting for.
So
they were fine with dying. This guy's just
there's a reason I bring this up.
Yeah,
we were talking about them pulling reserves up and shoving them into Robotnia.
Yeah,
that guy was part of that, probably.
You think so?
I mean, he's either part of the reserves or they left his old ass out there thinking Ukrainians would never come in there, which I doubt when you look at the amount of layered defenses that they have in between Robotnia and Tokmak.
So you're telling me that the Russians were anticipating no one to, or the Ukrainians, excuse me, to not bust through the southern side and then keep pushing?
I mean, realistically, it's one of two things, right? They dumped his old butt off and were like, here, run ammo, help out, do old man things. You know, maybe he was a cook for them. Who knows what the hell he was doing? But either way, they took his ass, conscripted him, and sent him up to Robotnia to get captured. Heart attack, missing lung, kid born in 67, old man. This is what was outside of there. Now, at the same time, though, we did have that video that we showed last week that had all those younger-looking professional Russian soldiers with technology and everything else. Do I think that front line's filled with old men? No. Do I think it's very telling of the dire state that the Russian military might be in? Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think Verbov, which is right here now in the center of y'all's screen, Verbov itself, I think this is an area the Russians are going to be wanting to hold. I don't know how good the fortifications are. I know the Ukrainians over the last 24 hours have 3 kilometers, by the way. It's not bad. 3 kilometers of actual movement in the southern area of Robotnia. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And compared to speaking what we've seen in the past. I'm actually really excited about what we could see the relative part of this week. Did you guys see about Prigozhin as well?
Oh, showing up in Africa.
He's in Africa. Mm-hmm. So don't really know entirely what that's got to do with.
I saw Prigozhin was in Africa.
Prigozhin's in Africa.
I care less.
I don't care. But that just means Wagner's influence inside of Ukraine is probably close to being non-existent at this
diminished.
Point. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say non-existent, but well, pretty much just non-existent for the most part.
You know, I've even read that Russia is looking at basically abolishing Wagner,
rid of it. This just came out 6 minutes ago. Prigozhin was on board a plane that went down. What?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, this just came out 6 minutes ago, 12 minutes ago. He was on among the passengers that crashed inside the Tver region of Russia. No way. Whoa, way. Hold on a sec. 10 people were on board. 3 of them were crew members. There's no way that just happened. Dude, this
5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago. This is great. We're doing this straight up live.
Holy shit.
Do you see this? You see the videos of this stuff? You see this? Is this true? Oh my gosh. Is he dead and done? I'm watching a video of it falling out of the sky.
Send it.
Oh my God. This can't be real.
There's a video of the plane going down.
Yeah, it's literally just spiraling and going down. There is no way. That can't be the right plane. This can't be the right plane. Oh my God. What? It was owned by him.
It says he's on the passenger list. Holy shit.
Boys and girls at home.
Politics UK says he's dead and I've got the plane on fire right here.
I see a million things of him on fire.
Says it was shot down by Russian air defense.
Prigozhin's business jet has crashed in Russia. All 7 on board and died. Unclear if he was on board, but then you just said you saw the passenger list.
No, it says so.
But I just said he was in Africa. I saw that.
That
was
the last. Yeah, the last thing I read this morning was that he was in Africa. That's what apparently, I read, he was on a plane going back to Russia.
26 seconds ago, this was put out.
So right here, Wagner Group leader Prigozhin was on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia's Tver region on Wednesday, according to the press service of the Federal Air Transportation Agency. 10 people were killed in the crash, but it's not yet clear whether he was actually on board the plane. And then the other article that I just pulled up that I told you.
Let me find this, dude. I just found the video. Oh, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going.
The other article that I just pulled up I told you about says that it was shot down by the Russian air defense, and that's coming out of Politics UK. Don't really know much about them, but.
Oh, I need a. This is right here. So, Office JJ Smart, I can't show the bodies. He posted a video of the bodies. I don't want to see that. Don't want to see the crash. I want to see the video of this one. Look at this. I'm about to put this on screen. Look at this. Look at this. Turn the audio off. Look at the smoke that's right there. What happens with that smoke? Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the plane coming down.
They finally did it.
No way.
Russia finally did it. They assassinated the guy over their own land.
No, they didn't do it. Did they really?
That's what it's saying.
Oh my God. Look at the plane. Look at the plane.
Yeah, he's going down.
Whoa. Look at it. I thought it would have plummeted a lot faster than that.
I mean, not if it's got a little bit of lift left in it. If it just took off the, you know what I mean?
I don't think I could show it exploding. I don't think we can show it exploding on here.
Holy crap.
My God.
Dude.
I'm sorry, guys. We can't show it exploding here on YouTube. They will take the videos down. Man, we should be.
We
should be live streaming this, is what we should be doing. We could. We could actually live stream these episodes.
Do you want to live stream it?
We could. I mean, we could go live after this if you want.
Yeah.
We could go live.
I say we cut this off to go live.
We could try going live. I've never gone live before. It would take. I've never gone live before, ever.
Let's go live.
We could try going live. Should we try going live?
Yeah, give them a sign off. Let's
go. All right, we'll go ahead and sign off here. I guess we're going to go live on YouTube. I've never done it before. Screw it. Why not? Let's go live.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. Let's go. Oh, if you guys are on YouTube, I love you guys. I'll catch you guys, I guess, at another point.
Yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe.